The Again Counseling Association has expressed concerns about the increasing addictions to social media by university students, causing underperformance in the academics. According to Dr. Jen Francis Nantamu, the psychologist, the young people have less time for resting as they respond to this, and they spend most of their time on phones, saying it has greatly affected their performance. She says this has made most of them incompetent at their workplaces. This was revealed during the fourth annual university symposium held at the University of Kisubi, and KFM's Ivan Walnuru reports.
According to the psychologist, social media is a new addiction amongst young people, especially university students, who spend not more than 4 hours resting during their free time, although it is a source of information.
So you find that a person has taken much of his sleep time in on social media or any other thing, and he gives his brain a very limited time to rest. So by the time he goes back to work or to school, he's constantly dozing. He's not concentrating. Some of them may not doze, but the concentration levels always drop. Some people are in jam, and you find someone is already dozing on a steering.
The psychologists say this vice is a major contributory factor to low performance by young people. They say many end up dozing in lessons, while others have divided minds towards their concentration.
Students are exposed to screens, TikTok, movies, and all sorts of things, which then put extra burden on the brain. Because we are saying the brain is busiest at night. And then on top of that, you add in the videos and all those things that the brain will have. Your exposure to the screen means that your brain will be even busy at night. So the chances of you getting quality sleep are there for very few. Then you wake up feeling tired, feeling grumpy, and if you're irritated, feeling grumpy really in the morning, how will you be by the end of the day? So sleep is...
The Uganda Counseling Association wants this psychological effort incorporated in each university course module to avert the effects.
National Council for Higher Education is advocating for that. Now, stop giving theories without practice. And our hope, our goal is that as students go away from here, they have valued more and more the importance of practice.
A smart gadget is a key source of information to young people, but the effects of its misuse may remain dire. According to Paul Waluya, the effects have prompted the counselor's body to hold the fourth annual symposium to help young people. But what are the solutions to the problem?
So it's important that at night, a student is able to rest that brain. If one is looking at improving focus, improving memory, but also just well-being.
Kamana Ivan Walnyolo for KFM in Entebbe.